Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Sean Grace, Branding and Communications Manager at Practice Plan. And joining me today is Sukhi Singh. He is the Regional Support Manager at Practice Plan as well. Hi, Sukhi, how are you?
Very well, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. Good. Thanks for joining us today. Just so our listeners know a little bit more about you before we go into today's topic, can you give them a little bit of background of what you do at Practice Plan, how long you've been with Practice Plan, etc.?
Sure. Okay, so my name's Sukhi Singh. As Sean says, I'm the Regional Support Manager for Practice Plan. I have been with Practice Plan for 8 years now. Prior to that, I was working for another plan provider. So I've been doing this job for at least, 12 years actually.
Wow.
I cover Yorkshire, that's my patch up north. I do a little bit of Lancashire too, it's mainly Bolton. And I really enjoy my job.
Excellent, thanks, Sukhi. So today we're going to have a chat about best ways to boost plan uptake in practice, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be eager to hear what you have to say, especially based on your experience years and years and years at doing this job. So for a dental practice then, if a dentist was to say to you, look, Sukhi, I really want to increase my plan uptake, what's the first bit of advice that you'd give them?
I'm a firm believer that it's a team effort. It has to be a team effort. So that too many times I've been into practice and it's been left to maybe the reception team to deal with it or another member of the team to deal with it. And the successful practices, at least the ones that I've worked with, have always had a great process in the practice that involves every single team member. From the clinician, so the dentist will have a chat with the patient and that will flow down to reception team. They'll have a chat with the patient, as well as having the right materials to show the patients of what those benefits are of joining the plan.
And how do you think a practice could go about doing that, making sure that the team are totally on board, they all know what their roles are, I suppose? What's the first step?
Well, I think they need to understand maybe the benefits of having more patients on plan. You know, how much it could make their working life a little bit easier. You know, patients on membership schemes attend the practice on a much more regular basis as fee per item possibly. So it is about showing what's in it for them. You know, why do they need to do it? And it has to be led from the top, I believe. I think the dentists really need to endorse the membership schemes, you know, endorse the reasons as behind the reason behind having a membership plan at the practice, and what those benefits are for not only the patients but for all the team.
So it really has to be at the core of what the practice is, and they kind of need to live and breathe it by the sounds of it, is what you're saying, all of the team.
Absolutely. I think everybody needs to certainly believe in the membership scheme. Everybody needs to understand the benefits, and they need to be able to communicate that to the patients in a very comfortable and confident manner. You know, that it's getting that message across, you know, where the patient actually listening to you understands exactly what those benefits are, but also believes what you're saying to them. So it's coming across very much that, you know, I really believe in this product and I think it's the best thing for you.
You just touched in there about actually communicating it to the patients in a way that they understand and they can take what they can benefit from being a part of that plan. What's the best way of the team doing that in practice? Like, what advice would you give?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it's verbal communication, as well as I also believe that it needs to be visual. So, you know, some of the materials that we help create for our practices, such as cost comparisons, definitely help, where, you know, you can show the benefits of being on a membership scheme as opposed to being just a fee per item patient. And these benefits that, you know, that you're able to show your patients are not only financial, but it's also getting across the message that there's a benefit for their oral health by being on a membership scheme, because it is going to encourage them to come in every 6 months or every 3 months, depending upon which plan they're on. So, you know, we have to try and get that message across as well. And I'd also think that as much as, you know, verbal communication is very, very important, you know, visual materials play a huge part in that, where patients can actually see things in black and white. you know, sometimes they hear things but don't actually, sorry, they listen to things but they don't actually hear things. So, mm-hmm. whereas if it's actually in black and white in front of them, it certainly helps.
I suppose that's about reinforcing it as well. So if you're having a conversation, the dentist have a conversation with the patient, and then the receptionist having a conversation with the patient, there's still maybe like other bits of literature throughout the practice, maybe posters or leaflets.
Absolutely.
That also explain the benefits. So it's that constant reinforcement to the patient.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That you know, everywhere that they look in the practice, whether it's a poster or a leaflet, it's endorsing that membership scheme. It's telling the patients that this is what we firmly believe in is the best thing for our patients. And as well as the fact that, you know, every single patient, every single team member rather, needs to play their part. Sometimes patients need to hear it from more than one person before they make a decision, of course, you know. They hear it from the dentist, they hear it from somebody in the reception team, the nurse will mention it, the hygienist plays an important part in this, you know, so they will endorse the plan. Before you know it, these patients will understand, well, actually, it's not just one particular person that believes in this product, it's the whole team, you know, the whole practice believes in the membership scheme. And for that, doing it that way, it makes that decision for that patient a little bit easier to say, well, yeah, okay, it seems like you guys believe in it and I believe in it too now.
And I suppose with patients, they trust or have different levels of trust with different members of the team. So like you're saying there, actually everybody plays an important part, and it might be the dentist, the receptionist, and then the hygienist, and then that says something, and then they kind of get on board with it. I suppose it does then really come across as something that the practice totally endorses and believes is right for the patient, which is why they then see the benefit of it.
Yes, and you know, patients have different relationships with different team members, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they may say something to the dentist, or they may hear something from the dentist, but they need to hear the same message from maybe the reception team, maybe somebody at the reception team that's been there a little bit longer than, you know, another team member that knows that patient a little bit more than somebody else. And that's why it's important that everybody, you know, pitches in and says their little bit too.
So Suki, you mentioned that it's a team effort, and that in order to make it a team effort, there needs to be a process embedded in the practice so everybody knows what role they're playing. What would a typical process, or maybe not typical, but what could one of those processes look like for people out there who just don't really know where to start?
So it might be where, you know, you have a new patient on the telephone inquiring about making a dental appointment at the practice, and the reception team, you know, cover all the basics in terms of that appointment, but then may mention the fact that, you know, they have plans in the practice, but we'll speak to you when you come to the practice and you've had your appointment. So you're already planting that seed in the patient's mind that a conversation will probably take place at an appointment about an option available to them, which is a membership plan. They call into the practice, they then go to see the dentist and have that particular treatment or that, you know, that particular visit with the dentist. And the dentist, then it's important, as I say, really quite crucial that the patient, the dentist then endorses the membership scheme. And it doesn't have to be a lengthy conversation. It's literally, you know, something along the lines of, look, you know, you probably know that we've got a membership scheme in the practice. You know, I firmly believe it's what's best for my patients. Have a chat with our reception team downstairs and they'll give you some more information if you feel it's something for you. That's all they need to say, or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
The patient then goes downstairs and has a chat with the reception team, and they need to be very proactive in starting that conversation with the patient too. And it can't be left to the patient to actually bring it up. So the reception team might say, well, actually, you know, you saw Dr. Singh, he's probably mentioned the membership scheme. We mentioned it on the phone. Do you mind if we just, you know, tell you what those benefits are again? Bring out the materials, the cross comparison, for instance, so you can go through what those benefits are. So they see it in black and white now. So they're not just heard the fact that the, mm-hmm. you know, the membership scheme is in the practice and there's benefits, but they can actually see what those benefits are. And then there may be just a follow up. You know, they make the decision there and say, great, okay, that's for me. You know, where do I sign? Or they may want to go away and think about it. And then there may be a follow up call from the practice, say, look, you know, you called in. You know, have you had any more thoughts about our membership plan?
I see, yeah, that can be quite simple, really. Once it's in place.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today, Suki. It's been really nice to chat to you.
Great, thank you, Sean.